Quinn, if we could just obviously start with that last play. Were you trying to get a timeout there? Or can you walk us through what happened?
By the time Rodney put the ball in, we had one timeout, and we couldn't have advanced. It would have been side out. So there was a lot of indecision, and it was just you kind of could see open court, and there was enough time, and I just wanted him to go. You know, I thought we were struggling in the half court mightily. So maybe the best thing that could have happened was him just, you know, pushing it up and, you know, getting at least a clean look. Obviously, it was a heck of a shot, but, you know, we were struggling offensively there to score.
And in that fourth quarter offensively, what changed, mm-hmm. I suppose?
Well, you know, I mean, we've talked a lot about how good we've been offensively. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I think, you know, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but the last 10 games we've been really scoring. And we were good offensively in the first half. We stopped attacking the rim. I don't know what the points in the paint were in the second half, but between, you know, them, I thought they got physical and we didn't respond as well. When I say physical, just good, hard-nosed, clean play. You know, we need to react better to a team, you know, when it gets into a grinded-out situation. And, you know, I thought that bothered us, and as a result, we stopped being as aggressive as we needed to be attacking the basket, and ended up, you know, and then we had some good looks, and didn't make them. So you go back and when you're struggling and point to those two. But the biggest thing is we just have to respond, you know, with more toughness on the offensive end when that happens. So I thought we defended well late, you know, and Barnes hit a couple tough shots, but. We didn't have as many breakdowns in the second half. We were atrocious the first half defensively.
This game seemed like it was getting away from you in that fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. What does a buzzer beater like that do for the mood of the team going forward?
Yeah, well, the game got away from us. And, you know, Dallas made plays. You know, Barnes hit shots. You know, a couple times when, you know, we had it guarded, we left the strong side corner, and they teed up a three. You know, they were trying to switch a mismatch onto Barnes and play through him. And, you know, I thought we did a better job digging in. And obviously it's, you know, a win is a big win for us. Like that's a very, very good veteran team. And I know their record may not say that, but they're as well coached as anybody in the league. You know, Harrison Barnes has been in two NBA finals. You know, Wes Matthews, Darren Williams, those guys have, you know, they've been in big games. They've been in playoff games. They don't look at us and go, oh, you know, the Jazz are playing good. They look at us and go, we're going to beat them. So, I mean, that's how it felt to me. And that's how our team has to prepare themselves for games like that. So, in that sense, even though it wasn't pretty, even though we only scored 13 points, we gave up 19 and 23 in the third and the fourth and kept ourselves there. And then obviously, you know, in the end, players got to make plays, and Rodney made a play.
Quinn, you referenced the defense in the first half not being up to your usual standard without having looked at
it. I said atrocious.
Yeah. Fair.
There wasn't a standard. It was awful. And it was awful. Sorry, Andy. You can ask a question in a second. We made so many mental mistakes, and – you know, the emphasis was take away the three-point line. And we flooded over to Barnes. We left, you know, we went under. We made mental errors. And they can shoot, you know. That's what they do. And if you give them open threes, they're going to make them, and then they're going to get even more confident, and they're going to hit tough shots, and that's what happened. So now you can ask your question.
That was my question, is what happened in the first half? But you just said sorry.
We were bad.
You guys, a couple times recently, this game and against the Suns, had big leads and had to mm-hmm. sweat it out at the end. For the first time, these guys are hearing how good they are, and there's some buzz. Is Hanlon's success a challenge for your guys at this point?
A small measure of it, you know. I mean, I think I would hesitate to say that we've had success, but on a relative basis, absolutely. I think that I don't know that it's kind of big picture. I think we have a tendency at times to lose focus. And collectively, our players have to get more communicative. They have to talk to each other on the floor. We have to be able to figure stuff out as we go. And you know, if the score, you know, doesn't say be urgent, like, we have to find a way to be urgent. And, you know, it happened tonight with a, you know, 10, 12 point lead at one point where we couldn't, you know, extend it. And, you know, it's happened to us. It's happened to us before. But again, I mean, in some ways, like, I'm really proud of our group for winning the game. You know, I think I don't want to lose sight of that for our team, because that game, we could have easily lost that game, and we didn't. So let's take that and then know that I think what you said is true, that we lost. We just weren't that focused, and we weren't urgent. And whether that's not dealing with a shred of success or, you know, not being communicative, whatever it is, we've got to keep fighting that.
Coach, looking ahead real quick, tough road stretch for you guys, mm-hmm. with Memphis and Golden State coming up. What do you need to do to ride the momentum from the last few games and tonight into that road trip?
Well, we've been fortunate. We've been at home, and we've had a chance to, you know, we got Derek back. Rodney's been bad on some stuff, and hopefully he's on the mend. But it gets harder now. Memphis is playing as well as anybody in the league. They're obviously very good at home, and, you know, Golden State kind of speaks for itself. So I just want to play well, you know, and if we can do that, I think it'll give us a chance to keep getting better. You know, hopefully we got better tonight. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but we were in a situation we really haven't been in. And so that's progress in some ways, just the experience factor, which I think is important for our team. So Memphis on the road is a new experience. We know what that's like, as far as the physicality and, you know, toughness and veteran team, and then obviously Golden State too. So, you know, I don't want it to be a litmus test or anything. I don't think we're at that point of the season, but I want to play well and hopefully figure out a way to keep getting better.
Was that just Rodney's basketball instincts that had him go there, or was that were yelling at him, or is that something you guys practiced as well?
We were one of those things, but he made the play. You know, I mean, he looked for a second and then realized we wanted to go ahead and go, and he put it in gear. And sometimes that happens at the end of the game. You know, there's confusion around in the situation, and you can attack. You know, but Rodney made the play, and you know, I was happy he did.
Thanks, Mr.